Happy Wednesday, Unwoke Nation, and I'd like to welcome you to episode 47 of The Unwoke Show, where free speech is welcome, all subjects are on the table, and your boys, Rich and Tim, bring you the latest and greatest information every single week for your enjoyment, baby. I am your host, Rich, along with my co-host right here, Timmy. How you doing, Tim?
Good, and you, Rich, man?
Doing great, man, doing great. Love having Hump Day!
Exactly.
Yep.
Happy Wednesday.
Yep. Love being on the show, love talking to you guys and hearing from you. We want to thank each and every one of you guys across the world of Unwoke Nation for listening in, telling us exactly how you like the show. And also, well, remember, you guys are always welcome to let us know if there are certain topics or things going on in here in the U.S. or around the world that you would love for us to report on. Definitely make sure to reach out to us and also check out some of our other social media that we have. Timmy, tell them about it.
So we are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, SoundCloud. We are on Spotify as well. We're pretty much on all the major podcast platforms. Go out there, check us out, do a search for The Unwoke Show. You'll find us. We're always looking for feedback. You can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. That is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. And we're kicking things off tonight with something that has been trending on Twitter as of late, and this all got kicked off. This was really about a TEDx speaker all the way back in 2018 that all of a sudden this seemed to make the rounds again on Twitter X, whatever you want to call it. You know, I think this has really been brought on by the amount of transgender related news, events, whatever you want to call it, that has been flooding Twitter as of late. I mean, right now, you know, I'm looking at a picture of Dylan Mulvaney here on Twitter, and he even recently posted a song that he did about being a girl. And so this is, you know, right on the heels of all that, plus all the videos that we've seen of cross-dressers and stuff showing up at kids' schools and, you know, everything that's being associated with that. So naturally, pedophilia somehow decided to make a comeback. And so basically the thought is of this particular medical student. Her name is Merjam Heine. A TEDx speaker has argued that pedophilia should be accepted as an unchangeable sexual orientation.
Huh?
Yeah. So on TED Talk, Merjam Heine presented her talk, Pedophilia is a Natural Sexual Orientation, at the University of Würzburg in Germany, and said that pedophilia is like any other sexual orientation. Okay. She goes on, the article goes on to say, according to current research, pedophilia is an unchangeable sexual orientation, just like, for example, heterosexuality. No one chooses to be a pedophile. No one can cease being one, Heine argued. The difference between pedophilia and other sexual orientations is that living out this sexual orientation will end in a disaster.
Okay, that's just sick, man.
I guess the potential for ending up with AIDS, that's not a disaster either. I don't know.
Yeah, or a father protecting his six-year-old girl from being, you know, groped or something like that at a playground or something like that, or so you can walk over there, but you'll be, you know, leaving in a stretcher.
Yeah, pretty much. While Haney clarified her comments by noting that abusing children is wrong without a doubt, she said that a pedophile who doesn't abuse children has done nothing wrong.
You are abusing a child.
She goes on.
How sick fucking the head is she?
Yeah. Yeah. She also said that accepting pedophiles and encouraging them to not pursue their desires will help end their suffering. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute.
In their suffering? How about the children aware who have to go through some serious therapy because some sick fuck
Yeah.
can't control himself
Yep.
or herself?
So there was an article that was published in the Washington Times. This was back in late July. That said, United Nations normalizing pedophilia through child sexualization agenda. Okay, that's the United Nations, right? Let's just, you know, this is someone who is penning an opinion, so take as much of that as you want with a grain of salt. So the article kicks off with, a lot of us are scratching our heads wondering how American culture became so void of morality in such a short period of time.
Morality? She had the audacity to use that term?
This article is by a Sherry Few, F-E-W. She goes on to say, when I was growing up, there were limits on sexual displays on television. That is true.
Right.
And anything aired before 9 p.m. was considered a family hour and off limits to adult behaviors, which is accurate.
Right. Right. Because, right. I mean, even we were growing up like that. I mean, it's like, you know, we were all 12, 13, 14 years old. We always knew it's like when Cinemax, we used to call it Skinemax.
Skinemax.
When
we were kids, yeah.
Like that. We knew after 10 o'clock.
Yep. If your parents had it, you know what you were watching.
Movies.
Exactly. It says, obviously, the media went south over time, and a good parent is now forced to control a child's media intake, or their children can be subjected to lewd content very easily, i.e. the internet. But what is most troubling is the fast tracking of the sexualization of children. Yeah.
So I find it really interesting where that, you know, like you said, you know, the first time I really started hearing more about this, and I'm going to call it like it is worse, and I'm sure we have a lot of people on Woke Nation feel the same way. You know, this mental sickness is, I had read an article in this first started about some professor that talked about, I think it was at the Villanova or something like that, some of the schools on the East Coast. And also, and was saying very similar things as this individual did with the TED Talk, saying about how we should try to normalize pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought of it is just absolutely disgusting. You know, and the thing about it is that, you know, there was that the guy Chavesco or something like that. So he actually he was playing as a former, I think it was some type of special agent or for in the U.S. government. And they came out, the movie was about 6 months ago, called The Sound of Freedom. Now, I actually got to see the movie.
Oh, that was about the
sex trafficking, yeah, and all the other stuff.
I remember. Right. Yeah, I know what you're, I haven't seen the movie. I know what you're talking about.
It is a great movie. I would suggest to anybody where, so if you have not been able to see that, you know, definitely see that movie, especially if you're a mom and a dad where out there on Woke Nation or so. I mean, just, it will piss you off, but you know what? It's something that needs to be said. And there were a lot of people out there that were really upset, which I have absolutely no fucking clue why, to say that, no, I'm sorry, there are sick fucks out there,
right,
that have no problem saying it's okay having sex with a six-year-old child.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, that's disgusting.
Oh, I think it's beyond disgusting. If anybody should graduate directly to capital punishment, right? I mean, that's
special place in hell for that people.
Yeah, that is true. So this article goes on to say, in the past, people dressing as the opposite sex were thought to be oddities and a mental health related phenomenon. But today, people believe many young children are born a sex other than their biological sex.
Oh, here we go.
Yep. It is as if there is a trans endemic in America. Right. So there's the tie in. With the trans piece, and I mean,
let's add another color.
Yep, exactly.
Another color to the flag.
And then add to that the insidious sex education being taught to the very youngest students in government school. And goes on to say, all I can say is Sodom and Gomorrah.
Pretty much.
John Adams said, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. This person goes on to say, I believe he said this because the Constitution provides for self-governance and virtuous people do what is right, whereas immoral people need to be controlled by the government. I believe the moral decay of America is on steroids, and if not stopped, we will lose our freedom. This is likely an intentional agenda by those plotting the demise of this country. Well, if you have been watching the news at all, if you get your news from any social media platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
There have been talks about the potential for a World War III. We have talked about it on the Unwoke show, right? We have talked about the transgender, let's just call it endemic, that has been hitting everywhere before. You know, that episode was Trans Crazy America, where we talk about that, right?
Yeah, we got good feedback on that one.
Yeah. So I don't know that that this person is that far off. And, you know, and after reading about this, it got me thinking back to the days of R. Kelly.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
the first, I guess you, I hate to say well-known pedophile, but essentially that's what he was.
I mean, I don't know if you saw the documentary, Tim, but I just found it really, really interesting that that there were so many girls who seemed like they didn't even know each other.
Right.
And yet had very similar situations. Mm-hmm. Their stories were so.
Well, remember Aaliyah?
Yeah.
First one.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what her story would be like if if she managed to survive the plane crash?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I had friends just telling me who had seen the documentary on R. Kelly and said, like, you know, you really got to watch this. And all. And I was listening to it. And when I finally got to see some of these ladies talking about the stories, and I'm like, it's hard for me to believe these girls are not telling the truth. All their stories seem so similar.
Right.
You know, and they're all not from Chicago or anything like that. So it's like, what is this? So, yeah, it's sick.
So, hey, you know, we dovetail in off of R. Kelly and all his incidents, right? You know, one after another. And I'm looking at a Fox News article right now, and just in 2023 alone, there were nearly 350 public educators were arrested for child sex related crimes in the U.S. Mm-hmm. last year alone.
Just imagine that.
So, I mean, you've got teachers that are wanting to sleep with students.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, and we've kind of tapped on this just a little bit.
Right.
You know, in the past, in previous episodes, and just seen situations and also where, you know, you're hearing about this stuff and all. But even so, you know, what we were talking about before is just how they report about it. You know, I don't care if you're a man or a woman. If you are sleeping with a student, you are a person the local government, teachers, you know, mom, it's like, you know, other people, mom and dads, where they trust you with their children. And I guess I get pissed off about it. And also just because I care about kids so much, where, and I have a very big hate for people who treat children wrong. And what I don't like about the situation is not only just the distrust that you have people doing this, and also,
right,
but we've discussed about how the media handles this. And let me explain it to you, Unwoke Nation. So it always seems that if it's a situation where if it's a guy and some sick fuck awareness out there, you know, sleeping with a kid,
right,
how much they put down. But you know what? You know the ones who get most of the media attention, who do the exact same crime, is the female one, but she has to be attractive.
Right. So, right. And then what else? What else has recently been covered in the media that Hollywood doesn't want to come out and that political people don't want to come out?
What's that?
The Jeffrey Epstein client list?
Yeah.
Epstein Island.
Apparently, there's this black book that's out there that I'm going to assume only one person who happens to be detained knows about. Mm-hmm. And the question's been asked for over a year, over 2 years, probably.
Yeah.
You know, over 2 years, I'm wondering, is anybody going to let this book out to find out what the hell is going on? Now, we've heard a couple names and stuff like that, where so it's like, you know, so I guess we'll have to use the term allegedly, whatever, you mm-hmm. know, so for legal reasons.
Yep.
And also, but we do kind of wonder, it's like, why isn't this book being let go? Now, we're hearing about several people who are well-known names who have traveled to this island more than once.
Mm-hmm.
More than twice.
Yep.
More than 14 times. And yet, we know nothing. I mean,
there's what, that cook that's out there that cooked for all those people that yep. That refuses to come forward about yep. anything.
Probably fear of his life. I get it.
Yep. And so it's crazy to think, right? But then we're going to go to the other extreme, and the fact that conspiracy theorists believe in a vast pedophile ring.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw it during the elections 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And what was it in Washington, D.C.? It was a pizza place that was vandalized because it supposedly was a known pedophile ring.
Like some underground thing
yeah.
or whatever it was or something like that.
Yep. What was that?
If I recall how the story went.
And also in Hollywood itself.
Mm-hmm.
Pizzagate, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, there's a term. Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Mm. So Pizzagate, it was a conspiracy theory that went viral during the 2016 presidential election cycle, falsely claiming that New York City Police Department had discovered a pedophilia ring linked to members of the Democratic Party while searching through Anthony Weiner's emails.
Ooh.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Well, and now that we've
Mr. Let me send you a picture of my wiener
because yep.
I've been doing workout videos.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow.
Right.
I remembered it. Yep.
And so it's crazy to think, right, that it almost seems mainstream. This topic alone in some capacity, whether it's linked to the transgender
mm-hmm.
community,
mm-hmm.
right? The LGBTQ, what is it? Is it IA plus or something now? Right?
Dude, I can't keep, I mean,
I don't try.
Exactly. I mean, you might as well just open up a Chef Boyardee wherever and just pick out letters
and,
you know,
and Unwoke Nation, please correct me if I'm wrong, if I've, mispronounced that last part or didn't quote it correctly. I'm human. I made a mistake. Shoot me. Okay. But there's a very interesting article that I was reading earlier about this from the National Library of Medicine. And the abstract reads, "The stigmatization of people with pedophilic sexual interest is a topic of growing academic and professional consideration, owing to its potential role in moderating pedophiles' emotional well-being and motivation and engagement in child abuse prevention schemes, thus improving attitudes and reducing stigmatization toward this group is of paramount importance. Prior research has suggested that narrative humanization, presenting personal stories of self-identified non-offending pedophiles, could be one route to doing this. However, this work has only been conducted with students or trainee psychotherapists, meaning the public generalizability of this method is still unknown. It said, in this study, we compared two stigma interventions to test whether narratives reduce stigma toward people with pedophilic interests more effectively than informative alternative. And then it just goes on to explain some of the math. But the fact that it's being studied.
Yeah.
Right? The fact that we want to try and humanize it in some capacity.
You know, and here's the thing about it. It's that based on what you have been just discussing, you know, from these different articles, is it just me or are you noticing like it's like they're trying to paint these pedophiles like they're victims?
That's kind of what I was getting.
The real victims is the ones that are sitting out there.
Exactly.
You know, as in being the children. And they're trying to say, oh, because I'm fucked up in the head and I can't sleep with kids. So, you know, please somebody feel bad for me. It's like, no, you need a shrink and find out what the blank is wrong with you. I mean, I don't understand. It's like the fact that you're saying that this is a discussion in academia. That means where that we have professors out there, you know, which from what it sounds like.
Yeah.
We have professors out there across this country and maybe across the world that are sitting in front of our 17, 20, 25 year old kids.
Right.
That parents are paying thousands and thousands of dollars per year to hear this sick type of thinking and try to normalize it. See, because that's the whole thing about it. You know, we always go back to. You know, let's go back to that one guy, and we brought this up before, who was the former guy of the KGB, where back in the famous video from 1982, and he talked about how he says that, you know, they realized where to be able to change an entire generation, it takes at minimum 20 years.
I believe that.
Okay. This is the way he explained where their ideology, what it was, where so when he was part of the KGB back in the late 70s and stuff like that. So when we use that type of ideology towards this particular topic,
right?
So what we're trying to do, or at least it seems like what the agenda, because you brought that up, or you actually you brought up the word narrative,
right?
And so, it from what it sounds like is that there is a narrative that's being created right now that okay, we realize there's people out there who are pedophiles, and what we want to do is that if we are able to feed the future generation of our country or this world. Through universities and colleges and I mean let's just be honest, we're sitting up there, we're looking at videos, you know, of people where they're showing, you know, you're having drag queens and people like that, you know, doing the splits and dancing in front of elementary kids,
right?
So you can see how this is slowly kind of infiltrating down academia.
Well, I think you'd even have to go back even farther, and as you were talking, it was like, oh wait a minute. I would even say we were susceptible in some ways as kids through our toys.
Yeah.
Look at all the He-Man stuff.
Oh yeah.
Right. Some of the G.I. Joe stuff. Ken, Barbie.
Yep.
And so leading into not only, you know, what, you know, we identified Pizzagate and all that other stuff. I didn't realize this until now, but apparently the normalization of pedophilia has not only been looking for mainstream audiences towards adults, it has also been targeted towards children as well. Hasbro Toys released the Poppy Troll Giggle and Sing Doll in early spring of 2020. This is according to an article on Medium. The doll was aimed towards children 4 years and older. Consumers boycotted the doll after finding that a button placed under the doll's skirt had the female female troll exclaim "we" and "oh" along with gasps and giggles when the button was pushed.
That is gross, dude. So basically what you're trying to teach a young, you said age of four, that's the youngest?
So this doll was aimed towards children 4 years and older.
Okay. So like I said, you know, Tim, you being a parent and like that. So let's just imagine this. Okay.
Right.
So you have some 4 or 5 year old kid. All right. He's sitting up there in elementary school. What would that be? Kindergarten, something like that.
Right.
And he just decides we're right there during recess to go right up to little Susie, who's sitting up there on the swing or something like that, or she's sliding down at the end. He just decides to say, oh, I got this doll. Maybe I can do this to little Susie.
Right.
And what you're doing is that you're basically, you know what it is? It's almost like you're giving pedophilia training wheels, you know, to a 4, 5, 6 year old kid. So now he goes up, you know, he goes up to little Susie as she's sliding down and just reaches under her dress.
Yep.
And of course he's going to sit there, you know, if he gets a negative response and they're like that, he's like, well, what did I do? Where it's like that, you know, I've done this to my little doll and I guess it's supposed to be normal. And yet you don't think that that's going to be an issue. You think that there aren't going to be parents who are actually using their brain cells to sit there and say, that little son of a gun would touch my daughter in an inappropriate right. way. You know, Mr. Principal, Mrs. Principal, are you going to do anything about that?
Well, no, because we got to make sure that everything is normalized and we don't want him to feel bad near like that.
No, the little kid's a sick fuck.
Right.
And he touched your daughter and there needs to be something done about it.
Mm-hmm.
Really that simple.
Yeah. You know, as we've been talking, it has dawned on me just how much sex dominates our culture, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I mean, look at anime. A popular form of Japanese animation also has promoted pedophilia towards the children's market. No Game, No Life centers around a teenage boy and prepubescent girl, showcasing panty shots of the young girl in many of its artwork. In addition, Komodo no Jinkan has its main character, Aoki Daisuke, a third grader who has romantic love and sexual lust for her sensei or teacher who is 23 years old. Okay. YouTube viewers. All right. YouTube has been in the news.
What?
Yeah. YouTube viewers also have had easy access to pedophilia in the past. In 2017, YouTube found itself in a controversy when videos were found on the platform specifically marketed to children, presenting popular children's characters with adult themes, at times in sexually explicit ways. In 2019, YouTube again found itself at the center of a controversy and soon banned over 400 channels and disabled comments on tens of millions of videos concerning child exploitation.
Wow.
And that's just on top of, you know, Facebook has been in the news about, and Instagram,
yeah,
about how it easily it is to find you know, adult theme material targeted towards today.
Really?
Yeah. They have been in trouble for that as well. And so I'm going to circle back before we tie this off, because I thought that it was kind of interesting. And that is, you know, we're circling back to the World Health Organization in the United Nations, right? I was reading that Washington Times article. And so it goes on to say, an evidence report published by a group named Stop World Control reveals how the World Health Organization and the United Nations are sexualizing little children worldwide for the purpose of normalizing pedophilia.
Oh, gosh.
It makes the case that the following list of 5 things are happening in a concerted effort by the WHO and the UN in close partnership with the Rutgers Foundation, which is funded by Bill Gates and Planned Parenthood.
Oh, boy. That's interesting.
Bill has been in the news for a lot of different things, including Epstein Island.
Mm-hmm.
It says, instructing all public schools worldwide to sexualize children. Okay, that's number one. Number two, pushing innumerable drag queens into schools and libraries. Where have we seen that recently?
Yeah, everywhere.
Yeah, we were just mentioning that.
Yes.
Pushing transgender confusion massively into every nation.
Yep.
Again, what's been at the center of using the media to call for the acceptance of pedophilia.
And at this point of where, I mean, just looking at the media in general, I mean, they're just, I mean, they're just taking down everything.
Yep.
I mean, putting just everything. It's like any, I mean, it's what is there to watch on television now?
Yep. And number five, judges calling for the legalization of sex with minors. Wow. And so right on the heels, as you and I were talking at dinner before we got on Woke Nation, a pair of Utah parents allegedly raped their 15-year-old daughter to teach her about sex because it was safer to have sex with them than strangers.
What?
According to an affidavit, the girl called the police and told them that her father had been raping her for at least a year and a half. The parents even admitted they were committing the crimes, but tried justifying it because it was safer for her than having sex with strangers.
Oh, so that means she'll have less therapy because mom and dad did it, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's better to learn at home. Oh, and this is, and these parents are located in Provo, Utah. Mm. Right. It's on the ABC4 News in Provo. The mom denied that the stepfather would have full intercourse with the daughter. However, a few months ago, the girl confronted her mom about a broken condom. The father admitted to police that he was having sex with the 15-year-old, and the mother knew exactly what was going on. The parents have been charged with forcible sodomy, object rape, and forcible sexual abuse.
Okay, and so how soon are they going to jail?
Yeah, somebody commented, all right, just go ahead and graduate to the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I have absolutely no problem with that. Well, my boyfriend, he really didn't, you know, he didn't have complete sex. Oh, really, ma'am? Wow. That makes it so much better now. Now I feel comfortable.
Yeah, but I mean, you see,
you both have problems.
Yeah, exactly. But you see how this is all playing into this thought, or maybe I hate to give it credence and call it it's a movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think that's the case. But the fact that there's concerted effort to try to...
I mean, global effort.
Yes.
Into increasing this mental illness. It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable that they're willing to, like, schools, health organizations.
Yep.
I mean, local governments and judges and states.
And Epstein Island.
Yeah, exactly. And Epstein Island. And this portrayal of them being looked at, these pedophiles being looked at as if they're victims.
Yep.
When, once again, the only ones that are victims are the children. Yep. That are going to be susceptible to people like this. That's what I don't get. It's like, yeah. Has anybody talked about the kids? At all.
No, that'll...
They don't want to do that.
There'll be a future after-school episode where they go into school or they go to their parents and they want to shoot their parents or something like that.
Exactly. I mean, basically what we're finding out is situations, you know, organizations like the World Health Organization and like that. So basically what we're going to say is, hey, because we don't want to hurt pedophiles' feelings, we're going to put a bunch of guppies in a shark tank and tell them to have at it.
Yep.
Is that basically... a good picture for everybody out there?
Yeah, I mean, pretty... I mean, yeah, you're calling a spade on that one, right?
Right.
So, for Unwoke Nation, just one last thought. You know, we had this thing in the United States called the Sexual Revolution, also known as the Sexual Liberation between the 60s, probably all the way up to the 80s, right?
Right.
People were getting into all sorts of weird and new shit. And right, and trying to destigmatize sex in some capacity, right? I don't disagree with the original statement that was made in the article, I believe it was the Washington Times article, that American culture today, I think we have clearly been desensitized to sex.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's a stretch to say that in some capacity, our culture has lost a certain level of morality. The fact that tonight the Unwoke Nation is tackling the topic of pedophilia, I think shows that where our what our society, you know, views as what is and what is not out of bounds. And I don't think
it seems like that line is so blurred now.
And I was talking with a colleague off show about this, and it always seemed in society that anything that impacted kids, that was the line.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that beyond that, you graduated to the chair, you graduated, you know, you don't pass go, you don't collect $200.
Right.
You know, you're either going to ride the lightning, collect a bullet to the head, whatever mm-hmm. it is. Right. But it doesn't seem that way anymore.
I mean, it really doesn't. I mean, there are some country. There was some country recently where I don't know where it is. I don't know if it's some Middle Eastern country or something like that, but whatever it is where, so they just got done changing. And I mean, talk about them being creative, but they just got done changing some law that, I mean, they took care of pedophiles and stuff like that, you know, kind of doing the old snippety snip, but then they changed it up to some other method and like that because they thought that the previous method was not painful enough.
Hey,
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I mean, it's like we're not just gonna cut your balls off.
Yep, exactly.
And like that, you know. So we want you to, you know, to say, I got
the you got to feel.
Yeah, you got to feel it.
You got to feel that. And I think that gets back to even a bigger problem, right? Back in the day when we were kids, we were kicked outside and not told not to come back.
Yeah.
Until it was time to eat. You can't do that now just because of all these predators and stuff and the potential for this that's out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I mean, you know, we always learn to say, say no to strangers and all the other stuff growing up.
Stranger danger.
Yeah. Stranger danger and always pointing and doing the other stuff. Without, but you're right. I mean, it's like nowadays it's like we, you and I grew up in a time and also we could sit there and be right out there on the front lawn. You know, mom and dad are where dad's probably watching the game and mom's doing something or whatever.
Yep.
And, you know, we could sit there and play with our trucks and our toys. And, you know, obviously, you know, sister would play with her dolls up there right there on the front lawn.
Ride our bikes and everything.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, so, you know, a little strip of the sidewalk right there in front of the house.
Exactly.
But you're right. Like nowadays, it's like, you know, you can't do that. You have parents that are constantly, you know, looking over their shoulder and also because you never know about that one jerk off, probably like this, like some of the ones that we're talking about right now.
Yep.
And also pulling up in some car or van and something like that and trying to talk or, you know, trying to coerce their kid to come close to the car, you know, to snatch it. And I mean, and that's just like really, really sad.
It's very sad.
It's very, very sad. And the thing is that, you know, especially you got people doing like that. We don't know if they got six, you know, ideologies like this.
Yep.
And yet we have the powers that be and governments and universities where that are trying to normalize these people.
Yeah.
No. That shouldn't be happening at all.
Completely agree.
We should be thinking about the children.
Yeah, the children. The children come first for sure. Right. So, Unwoke Nation, we'd love to get your feedback on this story. You can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. That is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. Rich, a pleasure as always, man. Look forward to talking to you next time. And as always, stay